Yeah, if you listened to the show a little bit earlier on, you'll have heard us out at a woman called Catherine's House in Fleckney. And we heard on the show about the incredible life-changing work that the charity Vista does for people with sight loss. Catherine, in her case, had woken up in the morning with significant sight loss just out of the blue last summer. Well, of course, all that incredible help that they do to support people doesn't come for free, which is whilst I was at Catherine's house, I found out that they need your help too.
Hello, I'm Jo Dale, part of the Income Generation team at Vista.
Look, we heard earlier on about the incredible work that Vista does that fundamentally not only supports people, but actually changes people's lives, particularly after a diagnosis of sight loss. Yeah. People's lives change fundamentally. Vista's there to hold your hand metaphorically and help people.
Yes, I mean, we do. We help so many people. I joined Vista last year, and to be honest, I've been blown away about the support that they give to the visually impaired community in the city, the county and Rutland. It's a fantastic charity, absolutely.
It's interesting, we were hearing from Catherine again earlier on, and she said until she had her sight loss diagnosis, she's never heard of Vista. She works at a blooming doctor's surgery.
I know.
So you are quite need specific. So for people that don't know, what does the charity do?
We provide support for the visually impaired community from cradle to grave, to young children and to families, and to anybody really that starts or that has a sight, starts that sight loss journey. So it's a very broad spectrum of people that we help and families, because as Catherine has mentioned, the impact is not just on the individual, but it is on the whole family and their way of life. And families also want to understand how that they can support their loved one on that journey. So there's lots of things that Vista does to help individuals and their families.
Look, and the fact that you are part of the Income Generation team that you mentioned earlier on kind of gives us a clue to the fact none of this happens for free, and that's a struggle.
It is a real struggle. COVID decimated the fundraising at Vista. Obviously, we couldn't go out and deliver events and community activities. And ever since then, we have struggled. Combined with the cost of living crisis, naturally, people are very, very cautious about how they donate and give money to charity. And it is really, really hard. We have some great projects and funding them is becoming increasingly challenging. If you take rehabilitation, for example, we've had since January the 1st, 1,840 referrals, and the team have done 911 visits. Now, some of that is funded, but a large portion of it isn't. The extra add-ons, if you like, that Vista give are not funded, and we have to make up that shortfall. We've also got our Children and Young People's Service, which is amazing, and we've been struggling to find funding for that. We have now found some funding, I'm delighted to say, but there's still a gap in how much it's not funding all of that project. And that's such an important thing to enable children to learn to live with their visual impairment. Because if you don't, they're going to be so held back in life. And, it's about educating them and helping them to ensure that they have the best possible outcomes and opportunities like children that have their sight.
And it's not just about the funding, is it? Because I know that you're also struggling for volunteer assistance. Because without that, again, it just makes the whole thing harder work.
It does, it does. We are struggling for volunteers, again, since COVID. We lost a lot of volunteers. They decided not to come back and volunteer at Vista. And I think that's due to confidence. And people were worried about, sort of COVID. We have four charity shops who are desperately, we desperately need volunteers to come along and help in those. We have another fantastic project called Digital Dynamos, which, again, helps people that helps them with their technology. I'm not the great at technology, as a lot of people of my generation are not as good as the younger ones. And it's about going out and supporting people in their homes and making them sort of get the best out of their technology, because there's all sorts of apps and things that are available to help people with a visual impairment. And, you know, that is a voluntary-led service. So we need more volunteers that are techie to come and help, to help do things like that. You know, it's very practical help that we need.
So people listening to this now, what would your call to action be? What can people do to help what is a clearly great local charity, making a real fundamental difference to people's lives? What do you need?
Every little helps is what I would say. If you have 2 or 3 hours a week and you would like to volunteer, we would love to hear from you, whether that's in our charity shops, in our office. If you're techie, come and help with digital dynamos. And also fundraising. Every little helps there too. You know, if you belong to a community group or a company and you're looking for a fantastic local charity that has a real direct impact on somebody's life, then come and talk to us. We'd love, you know, we're a very small team, but we'd love to talk to you, because we you know, whatever anybody does would make a big impact.
How do people get in touch?
Okay, well, if they would like to...
You've got a bit of paper, look.
I know, I'm not very... PIN numbers and phone numbers. If they'd like to call us on 0116 249 8839, or visit us at vistablind.org.uk. And what I would also say is, if you can help, fantastic. But also, if anybody needs any help from us, please also call that number.
And if you need more details on that, just give us a call, of course, and we'll put you in touch. 0808 100 1049. More from Vista on the show tomorrow, actually. It's 4:15. You're listening to BBC Radio Leicester.